For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Foot washing. Jesus himself instituted the ordinance of foot washing. We read in Scripture, "He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded." Since Jesus washed the disciples' feet directly after establishing the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, in apostolic faith churches we follow the same order, washing one another's feet immediately after partaking of the Lord's Supper. We refer to these two ordinances together as an ordinance service, and schedule such services on a quarterly basis. While many religious organizations in our day observe the Lord's Supper, or communion, the ordinance of foot washing is not as commonly practiced. We do so in obedience to Christ's express command, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." We believe that it is incumbent upon all followers of Christ to observe this ordinance, for Jesus said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Like the ordinances of the Lord's Supper and water baptism, the ordinance of foot washing is for the truly born again. Blessings are promised to those who observe this command of our Lord, for the Bible says, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." In apostolic faith circles, the foot washing service begins after the congregation members resume their seats following the Lord's Supper. Often this portion of the ordinance service is opened with the singing of a hymn. Typically, the minister who brings the message on the washing of the disciples' feet will read John 13:2-17, which describes the institution of the ordinance. He explains its significance and obligation on the part of all Christians to observe it. It is also appropriate to remind the people of God regarding their duty to obey all of God's commands, and to rehearse the rewards that are promised for obedience. When the sermon is concluded, the pastor or minister in charge appoints attendants who will bring the basins of water and towels to the congregation. At the headquarters church, orchestra and choir members are often asked to serve in this manner, but any group of truly saved individuals may do so. A curtain is then drawn through the center of the sanctuary, or the men and women move to separate rooms. The women take one location and men the other, since men wash men's feet and women wash women's feet. A few inches of water, preferably tepid or lukewarm, is placed in each basin, and the basins and towels are distributed. The people of God pair off, gird themselves by tying towels around their waists, and then wash and dry one another's feet. If there are not a sufficient number of basins and towels for all of the participants, when one pair is finished with a basin and towel, they may be passed on to the next in line, so everyone has an opportunity to obey God's command. As we wash one another's feet, we pray for each other, encourage one another, and enjoy that special bond of fellowship that exists between those who love God and have a purpose to follow Him wholeheartedly. God blesses when a body of believers obey His word in the observance of this ordinance. In the Apostolic Faith Organization, we look back on many glorious times of fellowship at these events. For that reason, we do not regard the washing of one another's feet as a mere ritual. Rather, we view it as a great privilege. As such, it is an act of service rather than an act of humility. It is an opportunity to obey God and do for each other what Jesus did for His disciples. During the foot washing portion of the ordinance service, gospel songs and hymns can be sung by the congregation, or soft organ or piano music can be provided as a background. When all the participants are finished, the men and women may gather together again for a time of singing, or the service may simply be closed with a brief benediction. Counsel for ministers. If there are concerns about sanitation, Household chlorine bleach is a powerful disinfectant that is inexpensive, easy to obtain, and strong enough to kill germs. Bleach is also very caustic and emits potentially lethal fumes, so bleach water should be mixed in a well-ventilated room and should never be used full strength. When using bleach as a disinfectant, the Center for Disease Control recommends using a 1 to 10 solution. As an alternative to chlorine bleach, tincture of iodine can be used as a disinfectant at a ratio of 5 drops per liter. If iodine is used, you must allow the water to sit for 30 minutes before use. It works best if the water is over 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Iodine is light sensitive and must always be stored in a dark bottle.